This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Normandy, France, where he's currently meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. That following a huge event at the Normandy American Cemetery to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Back here at home, no change in the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says 218,000 workers did. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A judge will decide the fate of Missouri's last abortion clinic. Judge Michael Seltzer, hearing arguments from Planned Parenthood and the state of Missouri during a hearing yesterday, centered on whether the St. Louis clinic's license should be renewed. The judge didn't rule on whether to issue a preliminary injunction that would allow the clinic to continue performing abortions, and he didn't say when a decision will be made. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Chief Randall Williams says his agency is concerned about patient safety.
Many Missourians are pro-choice. Many Missourians are pro-life. What all those Missourians expect me to do in a regulatory fashion is to enforce the law, enforce the regulations, and keep people safe.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into dangerous territory by threatening Mexico with tariffs, telling reporters at the Capitol yesterday tariffs are a distraction from the Mueller report, and she said American consumers are going to be paying the price. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Police in the Motor City are searching for a possible serial killer, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Police in Detroit say they think a serial murderer and rapist is at large in the city after the body of a third woman was found in a vacant home. Chief James Craig says they believe the homicides are linked to the sex trade.
It appears the suspect is targeting women in their early 50s. We want to make, again, any sex worker aware, particularly if a person is trying to lure them to a vacant dwelling.
Two of the women have now been identified, both in their 50s.
The government reporting an abrupt drop in the number of H-1B visas being approved. These are the visas for highly skilled workers, usually in the tech industry, where U.S. firms struggle to find qualified Americans to fill the jobs. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services approving 335,000 of the visas in the 2018 fiscal year, but that's down 10% from the year before. and Carnival Cruise Lines is being hit with a $20 million fine for illegal dumping again. The Justice Department says the latest penalty is for violating the company's environmental probation for illegally dumping contaminated waste and falsifying records in 2017, for which it paid a $40 million fine. And reminding you to find out more about USA Radio by visiting usaradio.com. We've got other shows and podcasts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome, America, as we celebrate 75 years. D-Day, June the 6th, 1944, the invasion of Normandy. I'm especially touched by so many things that happened that day. But let's remember what General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Supreme Allied Commander, the letter that he wrote to all the soldiers that day. It says, you're about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we've striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hope and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year, 1944, the tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessings of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Bruce Kaufman joins us now. Bruce is the nationally syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, good to have you with us on this incredible day to remember.
It is an incredible day to remember, Bill. It was the turning point of the Second World War, without question.
Well, so many stories, and I know that you have noted some, and this is the thing about the greatest generation, my dad included in that, World War II vet. Your relatives, you know, very soft-spoken. We heard very little about what happened during World War II, maybe because of the horrificness of it. You know, this I can tell you, my dad was probably, Bruce, he was probably one of the most humble men I'd ever been around. And I just had always felt, in looking at my dad, I just said, if there was ever a human display of the heart of God, all I had to do was look at my dad, because he exuded love and humility, and maybe it was because of what he experienced there in the European theater.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Whenever I write about the Second World War, Bill, I get emails and letters from readers saying, my dad would never talk about the Second World War. I would ask him about it, and he just didn't want to talk about it. And I think part of that is the horror, but part of it is that also is that great generation you're talking about, the greatest generation, they were modest people. They weren't braggarts. They didn't want to call attention to themselves. What they wanted to do was do their duty and then go home.
Yeah, well, look where they came from. Look, we had just gotten out of an incredible depression. It was not. I mean, you could say, as some said, the best and worst of times, but it was an incredible period of time. But we came together. In fact, when I'm in California, I spend a lot of time with a 90-year-old retired teacher. She is such a sweet lady, and she reminded me. She said, "Bill, the patriotism, it was so heavy and so thick during that period of time. People were doing everything they could. My mother-in-law, they were Rosie Riveters, everybody doing something." And as I shared with someone the other day who said, I wasn't in the war. Yeah, but yet you supported it. There were things you did, domestically that supported the war. And this is, speaks of the legacy of America, does it not?
Yes, it does. And we did. I mean, you remember those victory gardens. We did without so many things during that war. We did without rubber. We did without all kinds of things, materials that were necessary to fight the war. So, yes, all American sacrifice. We grew our own vegetables. Mm-hmm. You're in the Bronx, and you've got a little patch of grass behind your little house, and you're growing vegetables in there. So, yeah, we were all buying war bonds at the time to help financially support the war. It was an absolute all-out effort by every American.
Well, and I think that, and it's interesting, the media itself cannot help itself because they're trying to politicize everything, about what Donald Trump represents, what he's doing in terms of America First. But even at that period of time, they sacrificed to save the world, really, to save Western democracy, to save our religious freedoms, because when you consider what was at risk here, I mean, it was all on the line. And as General Eisenhower said, there's nothing short of full victory that is expected.
Yeah, and you know what, Bill, we fought World War II, in my opinion, for two reasons. One, national security. Had Hitler won the Second World War, and he would have won the war without U.S. participation, then he would have controlled all of Western Europe, all of Eastern Europe, and that vast expanse of land called the Soviet Union. He would have had his thousand-year Reich in place, and he would have turned on us. That's number one reason. But number two reason is that we were fighting to preserve freedom, liberty, democracy, and freedom of religion, just as you say, because our Western European allies were democracies. Mm-hmm. In those countries, the people were sovereign, just as they were sovereign in our country. And so we wanted to ally ourselves and help preserve democracy around the world. That's the second reason we fought the war.
Exactly.
It's not selfish. There was national security, but the main reason, the main driver was we wanted to ensure that those democratic nations who had been our allies for so long remained free.
Bruce, it's the mission. You see, and this is what's lost today in terms of the vision of our country. We have to remember why it is that we exist, what we're about. You know, why do we go to work every day? You know, why is it that we're interested in others and willing to serve others, and we rally, when somebody... somebody is injured, or there's a natural disaster that comes upon a country. It is America that leads the way consistently to support and help people out. But again, you got to think about the mission. What is America really? And, right now the conversation, I welcome the conversation. I think this is going to be good for everybody, and we need to preserve and hold to our First Amendment right to be able to have that conversation so that we can arrive at the place where we need to be and understand why we apprehend and hold on to the mission of America, which is liberty for all.
It is. I mean, as I've said to you before, the greatest mission statement ever written is in the Declaration of Independence.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Which is that our mission is to preserve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In other words, we all are equal under the law in our pursuit of happiness, and we're all equal and under the law in protection of our lives and liberties.
And more importantly, equal under God. And our rights that come from God and not from man.
Yes.
Without
Absolutely,
doubt.
Bill. The Declaration of Independence is very clear about that. It says our rights are endowed by our Creator, not governments, our Creator.
Right. Well, on that incredible day in history, the longest day, on D-Day, 1944, June the 6th, It was 156,000 plus troops from the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Norway, and other allied nations. Five beaches along the 50-mile stretch of Normandy coast targeted for landing with the allied code names of Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. Omaha was the largest and the costliest. Americans suffered some 2,400 casualties there. 6,000 ships and landing craft. Can you imagine, Bruce, the impact of this military juggernaut that was coming to the coastline of France? 50,000 vehicles, 11,000 planes, 12,004 total killed, wounded, missing, or captured. The United States sustained 8,230, United Kingdom 2,700, Canada 1,074. Bruce Kaufman continues with us after the break, and we're going to talk about some just some very touching stories here that he's got to share with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in benefits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour as we remember D-Day, 75 years of incredible history and a proud heritage that we share with our allies on that incredible, most historic day. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, continues with us. Bruce, I want to go back and remember your quote of the week that you had published I think back in May. It said, our flag does not fly because the wind moves. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. And here we are, this greatest generation. What are we down to? Maybe a 500,000 survivors now from that generation, the veterans, the World War II vets, something like that?
Somewhere in that neighborhood, Bill, yeah.
Yeah, incredible. And so, you know, for many, I mean, I don't know how they make it to 100, but this could very well be their last. And we're seeing, you know, the men coming back, some, you know, saying, look, I haven't been here, you know, for 75 years. Right. And that was the mountain I came up. That was the hill that I came up. And as they were coming up that hill, how many to the left and right were dying. And they think, oh, my goodness, you know, why was I able to survive when there was so much blood, you know, just on the Normandy, just in that one beach alone, with 2,400 perished that day.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, yeah. Because Omaha was toughest. And one of the reasons Omaha was so bad is because they were supposed to have bombers that were supposed to basically loosen up the defensive areas. But the bombers trying to fly over Omaha Beach were misled. There was cloud cover, and so they couldn't reach their targets. And so all those machine gun nests that they were supposed to take out were not taken out. That's why Omaha is the subject of, you know, the longest day, Saving Private Ryan, because that was the bloodiest of the beaches.
Right. And speaking of Private Ryan, I was reading this morning, Bruce, that two of the brothers of which the story was inspired are buried there in Normandy at the cemetery that we often see in movies. That was, you know, the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, and I believe also the closing scene as well.
Yeah. And that cemetery, by the way, Bill, is U.S. territory.
Right.
The French have no jurisdiction over that. If you commit a crime in a nearby town, go to the cemetery, and the only people who could arrest you are U.S. officers, U.S. military.
Well, and it's such a gift, you know, what they do to this day, how they preserve the cemetery, the people there. It is a passion. It is out of gratitude to America, to those fallen. You know, I love on, you know, the crosses, the inscription, Bruce, of those soldiers that are there, that they do not have, you know, they're not, there's not a name. I mean, you know, you've got Roosevelt's, two of his sons, Theodore Roosevelt, two of his sons are there. But on many of the crosses, all it has is, here rest in honored glory, a comrade in arms known but to God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is a beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, I know you've got some stories, so share them with us.
Well, basically, real quickly, there are three things that basically assured victory at D-Day. One, believe it or not, was the Battle of Britain. Had the British lost that battle, then there would have been no way for the United States to effectively fight in World War II, because there would have been no other place to put our
no land. There's no place to land, right?
There's no place to land. You can't fight Nazi Germany from across the Atlantic Ocean. Right. So because of that, that is one reason why, because we were able to fight effectively in the Second World War, because Britain was our aircraft carrier. The second reason we won, that we were victorious D-Day, has to do with a weatherman. His name is James Stagg. He was on Ike's staff, and on June 4th, Ike called a meeting to see whether, because the weather was terrible, whether we'd be able to cross the channel on June 5th, which was the original day.
Right.
And Stagg said, no. The English Channel on June 5th is going to have high gale force winds, choppy waves, and pouring rain. It's impossible. So Ike said, okay, I'm going to schedule a meeting at 10 o'clock this evening to see if there's any change. 10 o'clock meeting, Stagg said no change at all. Meanwhile, across the channel, the German weatherman, who was in charge of that, was saying the same thing. And so he said, guys, there's going to be no invasion on June 5th, probably not for the next several days, so we can stand down, we can relax. And so the guy who was in charge of the defense, the German defense on the French coast, Erwin Rommel, He went home to Berlin to celebrate his wife's birthday.
Right.
Meanwhile, Stagg is still looking at all this. And at a 4 o'clock meeting on June 5th, 4 a.m., Stagg says, I see a break in the weather. He's been poring over these maps. And Bill, remember, we're not talking Doppler radar or
exactly, right.
weather balloons.
Yeah. Yes.
So he says, Eisenhower said, are you sure? He said, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's true. I polled his staff members. They said, okay. And Ike said his most famous three words of the war, okay, let's go. Sure enough, the weather did clear on June 6th long enough for the Armada to take place, and the invasion, the D-Day invasion was successful.
God bless the weatherman,
God
right?
God bless the weatherman, James Stagg, who went back to his weather charts after the war. Eisenhower rightly deserves credit for making that decision because, gosh, that was a pressure-packed decision. But we got to give Stagg some credit for the one who said, no, we can go.
Well, you know, and this is the thing also, Bruce, that in including General Eisenhower, those that had to understand the hand of Almighty God giving them favor. I mean, when you hear these stories, they're nothing short of a miracle. Time and time again throughout this entire mission that they were on.
Yep, absolutely, Bill. In fact, I've never been able to confirm this story, but Eisenhower only had a short time slot we could do this because this is a beach landing.
Mm-hmm.
Beach landing depends on their having beach. Okay, but that means that the tides have to be in a place where there's actually beach to land on, and the tides depend on the moon, its location, and there are only certain times when the tide is low enough. So Eisenhower, had he not gone on June 6th, would have had to wait 2 or 3 weeks. And from some of the reading I've done, 3 weeks later, there was a gale that hit the English Channel on the day they would have invaded that would have destroyed the entire fleet. So God
exactly.
was on your side if that story is true.
Yeah, Operation Overlord.
Yep.
Well, unbelievable. Okay, what else you got for us?
Well, the third reason that the D-Day was successful was because of a little-known operation called Fortitude. If you look at a map of England and France, the two geographic areas closest to each other are the Dover coast in England and the port of Calais in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 20-mile distance. So the Germans assumed that's where the Allies were going to land
mm-hmm.
because it's a port, because they need
right.
a port to land. And so that's where they sent all the defenses. But we wanted to make sure that they absolutely were convinced of that. And so we launched Operation Fortitude, which was one of the greatest deceptions of all time. We built dummy planes, dummy tanks, lined them up in rows in the Dover coast where German planes could see them there but could not determine that they were just rubber, not real.
Right.
And we've got double agents that are saying, yes, that's where it's going to happen, Calais, and we're going mm-hmm. to be launching from the Dover coast. And then somebody's pure genius. We leaked word that General George Patton was going to be in charge of this army.
Right.
And there was no general that the Germans were more scared of than George Patton, the greatest tank commander ever.
Right.
So that really convinced them. And so Hitler put three panzer divisions around Calais, only one around Normandy. And when we did land in Normandy, Hitler thought that was a diversionary tactic to take his attention away from Calais. So
right.
for 5 hours, he refused the German officer's request to move the bulk of their defenses over to Normandy. Now, obviously, Normandy was very well defended, but it would have been a lot better defended had Hitler and the German high command thought Normandy was the place, and therefore we might not have been able to successfully invade.
Exactly. I mean, and it made it impossible. By the time he was ready to make a move, it was too late for reinforcements for the Germans, right?
Right. Absolutely. So because it takes a while to get from Calais to Normandy, and the battle was pretty much over by then. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then finally, Bill, if we can just talk for a minute about the voice of Pontahawk. Okay.
Yes, and we've got about a little bit less than a minute here, but go ahead.
Okay, just if anybody wants to Google the speech that Peggy Noonan wrote,
yes.
that Reagan gave, it is mm-hmm. one of the greatest speeches of all time. And I just want to reinforce what we said about being with our allies. He said, "The strength of America's allies is vital to the United States, and the American security guarantee is essential to the continued freedom of Europe's democracies. We were with you then. We are with you now. Your hopes are our hopes, and your destiny is our destiny."
Boy, what else can you say, Bruce, as we continue to honor the greatest generation? And I'm proud to say it is part of the American legacy that must be passed on, and we need to continue to talk about it and share this precious history with the next generation. Bruce Kaufman, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Normandy, France, where he's currently meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. That following a huge event at the Normandy American Cemetery to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Back here at home, no change in the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says 218,000 workers did. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, if you don't feel that way after watching all the ceremony and, America getting another lesson of history and watching all that's happening with the 75th anniversary of D-Day, I don't know what else it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Megan Barth joins us, co-chair of the Red Wave American PAC and Media Equality Project, also founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill.
Hey, lots to talk about here, but very quickly I want to get your perspective, on the Trumps. They have just represented our country in such an extraordinary way, on an extraordinary anniversary and commemoration, whether it's in Britain or France, the beaches of Normandy. This is our president and the first lady, and in spite of all the backbiting happening at home, they continue to do the best for America.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And, I'm a granddaughter of the Greatest Generation. Both of my grandfathers fought in World War II in the Navy. One of my grandfathers, my mom's dad, actually lied about his age and joined when he was 16.
So many of them did at that time. In World War I, same thing. You hear the stories. In fact, I was watching, when I was flying east yesterday, I was watching the movie. They went to the archives and pulled up all these archives from World War One, and had all these young men saying 15, 16 years old. So yeah, it was very common.
Yeah, and you look at the men of of the greatest generation, then of course you look at the boys, and I don't want to call them men, of this generation, and you see a drastic difference, you know, in the duty, the honor, the integrity. There are many people that walk amongst us that want to tear this country down that really don't have an understanding of history. You know, I have a personal trainer, and he happens to be 25. He's just about to turn 26, and he had absolutely no idea about the number of men and the historic significance of D-Day. And really, it's just a consequence of our education system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, nonetheless, I was very proud to watch our president and our first lady over there representing us with class and dignity and respect, unlike the mainstream media, how they've treated this president. And you'd think that they could put their animus aside at this time.
For a week, you can't be quiet for a minute. Let the president go about the people's business. I mean, this isn't a political deal. I mean, because even in England, when they tried to raise up some things, of course, you know, the mainstream media here, oh, hundreds of thousands. Well, I guess they must have missed the bus or something because they were busing them in. And, there were thousands, but there was no hundreds of thousands. That was an incredible demonstration because, you know, even Britain had, and they did. I mean, look, they followed, you know, the Queen. The Queen was honoring the President of the United States. And look at, here they are on the eve of leaving the EU. They're going to be on their own. And compared to the speech that Barack Obama told them in terms of their getting, you know, in the back of the queue, if they didn't stay with the EU and they were going to go it alone, Donald Trump says, hey, look, we can probably do 2-3 times better by going, by, you know, us together joining hands and interests here for trade. Big difference.
Well, it should really, if you've been, were, and I know you were, but many of us were paying attention to the European elections, and you have to look at the results of the elections to understand exactly where the British people stand, and it's not with the radical violent left, and mm-hmm. the radical violent left looks very similar across the pond as it does here. It really is with the president, specifically the Brexit movement, because a 6-week-old party led by Nigel Farage swept the elections with just, like I said, 6 weeks old, and beat the Tories. The Tories had one of their worst years in 200 years. Labor had one of the worst elections in 100 years. And the list and the carnage goes on and on. So that really tells you where the British people stand. And it's very similar to our election in 2016, whereby we elected an outsider to be president. And there were 63 million of us that rose up and elected the president. And the Democrats and the press simply cannot get over that. They still are trying to redo the election, call him an illegitimate president. And this is exactly what the BBC did to the Brexiteers.
Right.
You know, we were told that, you know, the Brexit was just a flash in the pan. You know, it was just a bunch of crazed white supremacists and on and on. And it turns out that, no, it wasn't a flash in the pan. They basically made their voices known once again. And so you see that
they want sovereignty. That's what middle America wants. This is a forgotten man and woman. They want to be sovereign again. We want a sovereign nation. This is what they want, and this is what the Democrats missed, and the mainstream media continues to propagandize and lie to the people. But meanwhile, you know, the forgotten men and women, the voters, you say the 63 million, which I think is going to be higher yet come 2020, that voted for President Trump will vote for President Trump again. And guess what? The heads are going to explode because the Democrats, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, the mainstream media is convincing their base, which is, shrinking almost on a daily basis because they're worn out and they've had it with all the money that's been invested to chase windmills. And what do they come up with? You know, there's no collusion. And now Nancy Pelosi is really doubling down. She says she wants the president to go to prison. I mean, are you kidding me? Have we totally gone bonkers here?
Yeah, and I actually posted that story on my website, ReaganBabe.com, on my daily news feed. And I was I wasn't surprised to see that when I read the story, but it comes from the New York Post that, you know, behind doors in a meeting with Democrats, you know, this whole impeachment facade, and that's exactly what it is a charade.
Mm-hmm.
that during that discussion, she doesn't necessarily want to see him impeached. She wants to see him in prison. And this really is the goal. This is how the Democrats handle loss. I mean, imagine when they lose in 2020, what's next? And I'm hoping that they actually lose the House, because what we are witnessing now is an extraordinary abuse of power on how the Democrats, as Bill Barr said, is using the power of government and the bureaucracies and agencies as a political weapon. Imagine if
don't you love that? I mean, they are the artist of projection. After they do this, now they're claiming Bill Barr does, and all Bill Barr did was talk to Mueller and say, hey, here's my 4-page summary. Do you want any part of this? Do you want to say, no, it's okay. And then he gets upset, and he says, I'm upset. And well, what are you upset about? I'm upset the way the media is reporting it. Well, what are you talking to him for? You know, talk to the media.
So we've been witnessing this charade, but, you know, make no doubt about it, that really the impeachment, what I would say shadow, dark cloud, will simply hang over this president. If they retain the House, it will go on for the next 4 years. I mean,
exactly.
They will drag this out with the help of the media. They know they have the media in their back pocket. They know that they have a media that doesn't have intellectual curiosity. It certainly doesn't have an investigative arm, because they would have dug up. We wouldn't rely on, you know, basically two or three people to find out the truth about the FISA application, like John Solomon or Sarah Carter. When the entire mainstream media has completely abandoned all ethics and integrity, when it comes to reporting, they've just become pundits. And so this is a very powerful, manipulative press, and the Democrats know that. So they know that they can keep talking about impeachment, because the media will never hold them accountable to have them prove, well, where are the high crimes and misdemeanors?
Right.
They're
coming, but they're not going to be high crimes misdemeanors from the president. They're going to be from the people in power, these three-letter agencies, the IRS, CIA. We're talking Brennan, Comey. I mean, just go down the line, and we're waiting for the Inspector General's report. And what are they going to do, you know, when the truth hits them square in the face? What are they going to say, Megan?
The press or the Democrats?
Both.
I mean, they're one and the same.
Yes, exactly.
The same. Yeah, no, what are they going to say? They're simply going to change the facts to fit their new narrative. They're going to change the narrative to fit their narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the facts don't meet the narrative, they simply just change the narrative.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to get to the truth. The press certainly doesn't want to keep the people intelligent and impart to them knowledge. Remember, Jonathan Gruber said we need to keep the people stupid, or the Democrats relied on the American people, the stupidity of the American people, to pass Obamacare.
Exactly.
This is the same thing they're doing. They're relying on the stupidity.
Got to go to break. More from Megan after this. Stay with us.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now, and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can, by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy, ladies and gentlemen. This is your time for a comeback, which means that, hey, we're the ones. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. And by that phrase, it commands us to be activated and be responsible to protect the freedoms that have been passed on to us from the greatest generation as we remember the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Megan Barr continues with us. She is the co-chair of the Red Wave America Pact, the Media Equality Project, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, boy, you know, what crisis, huh? What crisis do we have? I mean, everybody is telling us at the border that we've got problems here. Our systems are being overwhelmed. We've got 144,000 illegal aliens that were captured at the border. We're not talking about the ones that came through the legal ports of entry. We're talking ones that broke the law and that were captured.
Yeah, exactly. So how many didn't we capture? You know,
right.
That's the question. Not only 144,000 illegal aliens were arrested, 55,000 of those were children. And many of these children are being recycled. You know, a 60-some-odd-year-old man shows up with a 6-month-old baby and claims that it's his own. And there's a statistic that the DHS provided, which was over 30% of these, quote-unquote, asylum seekers, refugees, and those are air quotes, are not related to the children that they're smuggling across the border.
Mm-hmm.
And then another interesting statistic, which was published by the Mexican government and then written by Daniel Horowitz in Conservative Review, was that 80% of the populated areas in Mexico, including the border cities, are run by the cartels. So really, Mexico is a narco state.
Well, of course.
But it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So of course, the cartels are involved in this human trafficking and human struggling because that is who the Mexican government is. They are a cartel agency.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't really seem to bother Mitch McConnell, though. It doesn't seem to bother the establishment Republicans who really ignored the metastasization of illegal immigration, because they've been telling us for years there's 11 million. Well, why do we tolerate 11 million illegal immigrants when, in fact, there's more like 35 million?
Exactly. We've been saying 11, 13. That's what we've been saying on the show. You know, how long are we going to stay at 11, 13 million? Then they purposely squash that number when we know it's upwards of 25 million. There's no way you're going to have, especially even now, these kind of numbers coming through illegally and for... You know, the 11 million number to be a static number like that, it's not like they're going back and forth, right?
Well, and so Mitch McConnell comes out and basically insults the president and his policy when it comes to tariffs. But it looks like, according to recent reports, that the threat of tariffs are actually working, because after the threat of tariffs, all of a sudden the Mexican military showed up and started intercepting many of these caravans along the way, the Mexican authorities as well as the Mexican military.
And who came to D.C. the next day?
I'm sorry, Bill?
I said, who came to D.C. the next day when the president said, we're going to start leveling tariffs? Who was there at D.C. and say, hey, we got to meet? Hola, right. Amigos, we're here, right?
Right, right. And then basically Mitch McConnell, and again, the establishment GOP, knocks the wind from the president's sails and basically says that it's not going to pass the Senate. Well, I can tell you what, many of those guys are going to get cantered.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean that the American people are going to stand for the Republicans who continue, just like the Democrats, to backstab this Republican president in the back. And Eric Cantor, if you recall, got cantered.
Right, exactly.
He was thrown out. And so I think that many of these GOP establishment types that have been around and actually have contributed to the illegal alien problem by tolerating the problem for 30 years,
right?
Normalizing the criminality of illegal immigration and mainstreaming, not enforcing the laws. You know, illegal immigration is a crime. It's not a race.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone that lives here illegally has broken our laws, yet there's no consequence. So we must enforce the laws on the books. It's a little bit late, but we at least have a president that is about law and order. And if it's going to take tariffs, and if they were going to start on Monday and we have to charge 5%, then so be it.
Right.
Many American companies, American publicly traded companies, completely abandoned their workers, abandoned the American dream, and sourced their manufacturing to Mexico, sourced it to China. Source it to, you know, basically the countries that are doing our country significant economic harm. And so this is exactly why Donald Trump wants to balance and provide balance once again to the American economy through tariffs. Some people aren't a fan, but how do you know?
Exactly.
We haven't even really gone down that route, because we haven't had a president that has put American workers first.
Well, they're all nervous because of what the president, you know, what's been happening with China. But I maintain, Megan, if we had some cooperation, first of all, the USMCA would have been signed, sealed, delivered already. If we had some cooperation, now you imagine if that was done, shortly what would happen after that is that Japan would come in line and we would solve that problem. We would start to, attack the trade deals with France and our other European allies and bring that in line. So what do you think President Xi's got to do? I mean, with everybody else coming in line, he's got to follow suit. But because of this resistance and what the Democrats have been doing to this president, what they've been doing to our country, you know, they have caused all kinds of problems here. We're 3.2 GDP last quarter. What would we have been like, or last month, what would we have been like if we had a little bit of cooperation? I said quarter. And, you know, Megan, we could have been 4, maybe looking at 5% GDP if we had some cooperation. But no, we can't do that. Let's go after some windmill chasing here and chase down some goats and come up with ghosts and think that we're doing something for the people by, you know, claiming, you know, impeachment. And now let's put him in prison. Are you kidding me? For what? What did he do?
Well, I think the American people can see through the veneer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Democrats have done absolutely nothing for the last 2 years on behalf of the American people, and sort of tried to tear down a duly elected president and then cover up their high crimes and misdemeanors and then project that, of course, on an innocent man. I mean, if the Democrats can wield this power against a president, how would they, if they had one more act of power wielded against their political enemies, which are the American people who aren't socialists, who aren't communists, who aren't radicals, who aren't Marxists, who actually believe in sovereignty, much like the Brexiteers, they would destroy lives instead of empower them. You know, Reagan said you can't be for big government, big bureaucracy, and big taxes and be for the little guy. Well, that has been wholly forgotten by the radical left because they want to fundamentally transform our country. And they don't have to do it through the takeover of health care. They don't have to do it with legislation. They don't have to fire a shot. All they need to do is open our borders. And thereby you can fundamentally transform this country, much like when we see what's happening to L.A.
Exactly.
L.A. has had a 75% spike in homelessness in just 6 years. Mm-hmm. They've had a 16% spike in homelessness just in this year, and that's in L.A. alone. Mm-hmm. The county is 13%. Mm-hmm. And they have outbreaks of typhus fever, which is caused by garbage and rats that have piled up on the streets of L.A. Mm-hmm. And Gavin Newsom, the progressive darling of the left, tells us that this is, you know, California is a great place. Well, not those that have broken out in typhoid fever.
Exactly.
Those that are, those are not living on the streets. And then one more thing that the third world governor, Gavin Newsom, is over presiding over, as well as Will Garcetti, the mayor of L.A., is the bubonic plague.
Mm-hmm.
The bubonic plague is making a comeback.
Right.
That's the other consequence of having rats infest your city hall buildings and your streets of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They are bringing back plagues, how progressive of them, due to their policies. And I thought it was a very odd and funny headline that the politicians in L.A. just simply don't know why the spike in homelessness has occurred. Well, do you think maybe you have something to do with it?
Right.
You can't tax people into prosperity. They have a 13% state tax. They have a progressive gasoline tax. No one can afford to fill up their tank. It's over $5 in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
They have invested most of their money into a bullet train to nowhere, which now that the head of the bullet train debacle is now under federal investigation for embezzlement, billions of dollars, that's no surprise. The progressives don't do anything to progress the people. They actually, their policies are regressive. And all we have to do is not look at third world countries abroad, like those who are trying to flee the corruption and the poverty of their countries. People are fleeing L.A.
Right, exactly.
To get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
well,
are fleeing to Nevada and unfortunately turning this state into, you know, their utopic third world hellhole.
Well, it's a mess. I mean, San Francisco, it's been noted for a long time, the hypodermic needles, human feces. They've got human feces patrols that voluntarily go up and clean up the mess like they're cleaning up after dogs, but they're actually cleaning up after human beings, and it's the same thing in L.A. I just came from, I was in Southern California. It's heartbreaking, Megan, to see the homelessness, what it's going. There was quite an encampment in Anaheim by Angel Stadium. They got them out of there. Now they've migrated down towards San Diego, to San Clemente. And it's just incredible what's going on. But, you know, hey, you got a one-party state, and this is what happens. And they were on full display last weekend when you saw them at the Democratic convention there, the state Democratic convention. And anybody that wanted to talk moderation, they were booing them out of the building.
Well, anybody that said socialism isn't the answer, they were being booed out of the building. So this is the Democrat Party of today. You know, the party of Kennedy has left the building.
Without a doubt. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how can people be in touch with you?
ReaganBabe.com, and sign up for my weekly newsletter. They can get all of the articles that we talked about today and that I talk about all week.
You got it. Thanks, Megan. Take care.
Thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.